Chapter 2. Your driving record. Your driving record. Driving is a privilege. Once you obtain a driver's license, you must continually show that you have the skill and knowledge to drive safely, or your driver's license may be restricted, suspended, or revoked. The Secretary of State has access to information from law enforcement and the courts, including moving violations, crashes, and certain drug crimes. Your driving record will include information about civil or criminal moving violations and crashes. The Secretary of State is also notified of any traffic crashes, convictions, and findings of responsibility in other states. Convictions from other states will appear on your Michigan driving record along with any points assessed according to Michigan's point system. You may purchase a copy of your own driving record at any Secretary of State office. Most convictions stay on your driving record for at least 7 years. Certain convictions and licensing actions stay on your driving record for at least 10 years. A conviction for a fatality or for impaired driving remains in your driving record permanently. Under Michigan's Driver Privacy Protection Act, personal information in your driving record is private and is not released to the general public unless there is a permissible use as prescribed by law. Personal information includes your name, address, driver's license number, and similar information. Some examples of permissible uses include insurance rating, automobile recalls, and driver verification for car rental companies. Michigan's point system. Under Michigan law, some traffic violations are civil infractions, while others are misdemeanors or felonies. Depending on the violation and how it is resolved, you may be fined, referred to a special program, or, in the most serious situations, sent to jail. In most cases, if you do not take care of a traffic ticket, your driver's license will be suspended. Any traffic tickets for moving violations received while your license is suspended will result in additional suspensions in your driving record and payment of a reinstatement fee. Each time you are convicted of a traffic violation, you will have to pay certain court fines and costs. In addition, points may be posted to your driving record. Each traffic violation has a point value, which is set by law in the Michigan Vehicle Code. Points are placed in your driving record only after you have been convicted of a moving violation. Points placed in your driving record remain there for 2 years from the date of conviction. If you have 6 or more 1-point violations, or 12 or more points in your driving record within a 2-year period, you will be required to undergo a driver assessment re-examination. The system used to post points to your driving record is separate from the points assigned by an insurance company to determine your rate. If you believe there are extenuating circumstances for the ticket you received, these must be submitted when you appear in court. The Secretary of State cannot set aside a court conviction. The following shows the points for some traffic violations. 6 points. Manslaughter, negligent homicide, or other felony involving use of a motor vehicle. Operating while intoxicated or operating with any presence of a Schedule I drug or cocaine. Failing to stop and give identification at the scene of a crash. Reckless driving. Refusal to take a chemical alcohol test. Fleeing or eluding a police officer. Failure to yield, causing death or injury of emergency responder, construction worker, or person operating implements of animal husbandry. Moving violation causing injury or death. 4 points. Drag racing. Impaired driving. Younger than age 21 with any bodily alcohol content. 16 miles per hour or more over the legal speed limit. Failure to yield, show due caution for emergency vehicles. 3 points. Careless driving. Disobeying a traffic signal or stop sign or improper passing. 11 to 15 miles per hour over the legal speed limit. Failure to stop at railroad crossing. Failure to stop for a school bus or for disobeying a school crossing guard. 2 points. 6 to 10 miles per hour over the legal speed limit. Open alcohol container in vehicle. All other moving violations of traffic laws. Refusal of preliminary breath test by anyone younger than 21. Alcohol and drugs. When you drink alcohol or use other drugs and drive, you endanger your life as well as the lives of your passengers and other motorists. Each year, Thousands of people are killed or permanently disabled because someone drove under the influence of alcohol or other chemical substances. Michigan takes a strong stand against drivers who abuse substances and drive. The effects of alcohol are the same whether you drink beer, wine, or whiskey. A 12-ounce can of beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine, and a 1.5-ounce shot of whiskey all contain the same amount of alcohol. Drink a standard serving of any of these and the effects will be the same to your body. Your judgment and self-control will be affected. Consuming even one drink can impair your ability to drive, slow your reaction time, dull your concentration, and cause visual problems. Many people mistakenly believe that coffee, a cold shower, exercise, or fresh air can sober them up. The only thing that sobers you up is time. It is best to never drink and drive. Select a designated driver ahead of time who is not going to drink. You also can ask someone else to give you a ride, call a taxi, use public transportation, or seek other assistance. If someone you know has been drinking or using drugs, do not let him or her drive. Find a designated driver, call a taxi, or insist that the person use public transportation. Never ride with anyone who has been drinking or using drugs. If necessary, take away a person's car keys and offer him or her a place to sleep. Be sure drivers are completely sober before they get behind the wheel. Michigan law requires driver's license suspensions for drug convictions, even if you were not driving at the time of the offense. Even the possession, manufacture, or distribution of drugs may result in a driver's license suspension. If there are no prior drug violations, your driver's license is suspended for 6 months. A restricted license will not be issued during the first 30 days of the suspension. One or more prior drug convictions in 7 years means your driver's license will be suspended for 1 year, and a restricted license will not be issued during the first 60 days of the suspension. The driver's license reinstatement fee is $125. This fee is separate from the reinstatement fee required for any other driving activity. Marijuana is gaining acceptance as having legitimate medicinal applications and as a recreational drug, as evidenced by trends in state laws permitting its use. Although marijuana may be legal for medicinal or recreational use in some states, it is still not legal, safe, or wise to operate a motor vehicle while impaired by marijuana, since it tends to distort your perception of time, space, and speed. Driver re-examinations. The Secretary of State may conduct a re-examination if there is reason to believe you are unable to operate a motor vehicle safely because of health reasons, or for violating the restrictions on a driver's license, crash involvement, or an unsatisfactory driving record. If you are a probationary driver or in the graduated driver licensing program, you may be required to attend a driver re-examination after only one or two violations. The purpose of the driver re-examination is to discuss driving performance, determine the appropriate licensing controls to reduce driving risk associated with this performance, and encourage improvement. Licensing controls may include restrictions, suspensions, revocations, or a combination of these actions. Michigan law allows for a driver re-examination based on one or more of the following criteria. The Secretary of State has reason to believe that you are unfit to drive a motor vehicle or have a physical, visual, or mental condition that makes it unsafe for you to operate a motor vehicle. Any crash resulting in a fatality where the crash report indicates that you were negligent or had been drinking. You have been in three or more traffic crashes resulting in personal injury or property damage over the past 2 years. You have accumulated 12 or more points within a 2-year period. You have been convicted of violating the restrictions, terms, or conditions of your license. If you are required to attend a re-examination, a driver analyst will review your driving record and discuss your driving behavior with you. If your license is restricted, suspended, or revoked as a result of the re-examination, you will be apprised of your appeal rights and license reinstatement information. A re-examination held due to medical issues may require you to pass several tests, such as vision, written, and on-road exams. You may also be required to present your current medical, vision, or psychological information.